That is a little bit of one of the cuts from a new CD by the band Grace Case, a local Christian group from Ketchikan. And here are, joining us are three of the members of that group. We have Bill Ayers, who is the bass player, Dan Leesk, drummer, and Pam Copeland, singer, acoustic guitar, and songwriter for the group. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And there is another member, Teague Whalen, who is not here today, but I understand he does lead guitar.
Mm-hmm. On vacation.
Okay, so can you start off, I guess, tell me a little bit about Grace Case. How did you put this band together?
Well, we started the band just friends getting together about 12 years ago, and we just... the drummer at the time named our band Grace Case, and we've been going since about 2004, 2005, I think.
I think that sounds about right.
Yeah, and we've had quite a few band members come and go over the years, and right now the band members that we have been together for probably a year and a half, I think. And this is a really great group for me. It's because I've been through the whole set of band members, and it's like you have different styles, and this one here is my style, so I've really enjoyed these guys.
Where the name Grace Case came from?
One of our drummers just made up the name, and it has a Christian ring to it, and so we decided to adopt it as our name of our band. So
you said the style has changed over the years. What is it about it now, I guess, that maybe was different before?
I think I've written quite a few songs over the years, and I started writing, instead of just Christian songs, I've started writing love songs and story songs and adding that to the mix of things. And then we just, guitar player has a little bit more jazzy style to him, and I really like that feel, and so it's just brought the band along, and it just has a really nice sound. I really like the sound that we have, and really enjoy getting together with these guys and doing things with them. And so
it's interesting to see how it morphs over time.
Yeah,
you know, I was thinking about today, how long have I been with the band? And I think it's been over 7 years now.
Yeah.
It was the end of 2009, and got to come and start jamming with you guys.
Yeah.
See all the different drummers that we've gone through.
But yeah.
Dan has stuck with us. In fact, Dan's the one that got the equipment and did the actual recording of our practices. And you know, and then he'd do a little mix down and email it off to us and say, which one do you like? And I think between all of us, we were able to come up with, you know, the best cut.
Yeah.
Are the drummers the hardest to keep? It sounds like.
Excuse me. Not now.
I told all the band members, I'm sorry, you are in the band and you're in the band forever.
Why was it decided to actually put an album together?
That's Dan.
Part of the reason was I wanted to get into recording. I've never done anything like that before. I was very, very fascinated by being in a studio, and so I thought, why not try to do it? You know, so that's what I did.
And where did you record this? Was it a private studio, or you recorded it at a building, or how did you put this together?
At the Good News Church. And I used multi-digital mixer, and just recorded from there and got the tracks. And like Bill said, I emailed them off and got them mixed and sounded good.
Okay, so when you put this together, it is a CD and photographs. It's professionally put together. Did you get this produced by someone, self-produce it? How did you have the CD made?
As far as the CD being made, I went to a place in Bellingham, an independent outfit, and then brought a few pictures and wordings from the band members and just put it together from there. And my cousin and friend from Metlakatla are the photographers, and so I got their pictures, and that's what you see on the front cover and middle back.
Okay, and you, I gather, perform or play at churches or at your church? Or
We play pretty much anywhere that anybody will have us. our last concert we did do at my church, First Assembly of God Church, up on the hill. It was in January, and we had a concert, and we just did about 2 hours worth of music, and it was really fun. We've done, like we say inside the CD itself, I sort of outlined some places that we've done performances, and we've done the Monthly Grind, we've done the Blueberry Festival, we've done a concert for 4th of July events, and we even have done a couple of parking lot events for
Chad Taylor last year, I think.
Refiner's Roast, which is called Soul Harvest Cafe right now. We've just done a lot of venues, and we enjoy doing gigs, and we actually even did a performance for I work for the hospital, and for our Christmas party we did music for the Christmas party, and so we've done quite a few things. We'd love to be out there doing more. I think people just don't know about us, you know.
And I know some mm-hmm. churches have the house band, so to speak.
Yeah.
But you're from different churches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Dan lives in Metlakatla. He's not even from Ketchikan.
Yep, he comes over every week for practice. Yep.
Okay, so it sounds like any opportunity you have to perform, you like to do that, and otherwise just kind of get together and practice and play?
Yeah, we get to get together, and we just jam for a couple of hours, and we just love it, you know. We love getting together, and it's almost therapy for me.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree. It's kind of cool. Almost every practice, Pam brings new songs.
Yeah.
You know, she stays busy writing new songs all the time.
Are all of the songs on the album ones you have written? Or
yeah.
Are they from other people? So it's all your own?
All the songs that we do, I've written, what, about 360 songs?
Well, at least.
Bill's always saying, my book is full, and I have 360 plastic sleeves filled. So that's our last count.
Okay, and maybe we could hear another one that you feel is representative of the band, and if you want to tell a little story about it before we listen to it.
Let's see. What do you guys think? Should we throw in there? Let's throw in number 6, Here You Are. It's a wedding song that I wrote for a friend of mine, and I sort of one of my favorites.
Okay, let's go ahead and listen to that.
Standing next to me, I'm trying to stay calm, but it's so hard to believe. Been dreaming of this moment for a long time now. You and me together, finally. All I can say is wow. All I can say is wow. Been praying for you since that day we met. It was love at first sight in my mind was set. finally we're together. We're gonna have so much fun. Oh, we're gonna have so much fun. So easy to see, you love me like I've always wanted. You treat me like a queen. You hold me close and speak those words to me. Your I love you rings beautiful. Our love is gonna last for eternity. Our love is gonna last for eternity.
And a little bit of a wedding song sung by Pam Copeland and also written by her. And this is the band Grace Case joining me on KRBD Ketchikan. And again, thank you so much for coming here and sharing your music.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for inviting us.
And so kind of different styles there from the first one we heard, mm-hmm. More, I don't know if I'd call it rock or pop rock, upbeat. Mm-hmm. So is it kind of a variety of styles that you like to explore?
Yeah, it is. We definitely have a wide range of sound, I think.
I agree.
Yeah.
Some really rock and some are real mellow. And sometimes we just get off on a jam and take it from different places.
And then just too. Go around and chat with each of you, and let's just start off with you, drummer, Dan Leask. How long have you been playing music and involvement with the band? We talked about that a little bit, but just music in general. Have you always been a drummer? Have you tried different instruments, or what's your background?
Actually, I started out on trumpet, and that didn't work out too good. couldn't get the lips to form right and all that, get the nice sound. But anyway, I guess after college, I started getting into drumming, so...
Was that something you tried when you were younger, or it was just, let's try this now?
Right. I'd use chairs, get wood, put cloth over them, beat the chairs up, and parents said, hey, okay, that's enough, time to get drums. So I kind of played on the side, you know, learning that way to records.
Are you self-taught? Did you take lessons?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Right. Self-taught. So no lessons. I couldn't do paradiddles and things like that. I got bored, so. Not a real technician that way.
Okay. But I've been with the band for a while and enjoying it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Enjoying it very much. Like they say, we play different styles. You know, we get to rock out sometimes and we're just jamming, really. You know, sometimes it's slow like what you just heard and to rock, and maybe we'll play that one next. I don't know. Drive.
Yeah.
Okay. And Bill Ayers, what about you? What is your musical background?
Man. Since I was a little kid, I always had a stringed instrument of some kind in my hand. And then it was when I was 13, we moved to Arkansas. And they did not have a string instruments of any kind. They had a marching band for the football team. And that summer, the music director had purchased a large stand-up bass and an electric bass and told me, take those home and learn how to play them. And I just really fell in love with the bass guitar. You know, you play it. For me, it's so much easier than a regular guitar, and I'm able to be, you know, an influence on the rest of the band. And I've been playing bass for about 40 years now.
And what, obviously that wasn't part of the marching band. What was that for?
The music director had been able to get enough funds to be able to start a jazz band and a spirit band. And so that's what that was for being able to play up in the stands at rallies and basketball games.
Okay, very good. And Ben, how about you, Pam Copeland?
Well, I'm from a musical family. My mother was very musical. She's the one that taught me how to play the guitar and the piano. And she was always singing, always doing gigs. And she was from a very musical family that had a group, a musical group, actually, that went around and sang in churches. And so that was, I was raised with that. And I always sang, you know, with my mom, and my sister and I would do harmony with her when she'd sing. And so when she taught me how to play the guitar and the piano, I was pretty much a closet piano player and guitar player. I didn't really get into playing for myself until the 90s. But I was always in choir in high school and everything. So I was still a singer, you know. Never did any solo work, really. When I was in high school, I did try out for a couple of talent shows through the church, and won a couple of places through that. But it wasn't until the 90s, when I moved back to town, that I got into playing for myself and really maybe dabbling into writing music. And I was a self-taught too. I took piano lessons when I was a kid, and I failed. I couldn't read music. And so it's basically all by ear, you know. So I was just always been around music, and I love it. And getting into writing music and writing songs has just been so fun, you know, just to express yourself. And you know, I write songs about things that I've gone through. I write songs, you know, about other people. And it's just really fun. I really enjoy it.
And there have been many incarnations of band members over the years, as you mentioned.
Yeah,
but
totally.
How did it, I guess, start of, hey, I play, do you play? Or how did the band come together?
Well, a friend of ours, John Long, who was in the band for a long time, he recently quit the band. But he basically got the band together, and he and I were the first original members. And then we recruited people from there. Just people he knew, people I knew, and we'd just start jamming, and we'd form a group, and we'd have that group for a while, and then you know, somebody would move out of town, and we replace them, and somebody go to another band. We have band members that have that are in other bands in town that have gone through Grace Case. A lot of people have gone through Grace Case.
I think that's true of lots of bands in town. There's the iterations, and you'll see the same members in various bands sometimes.
Exactly.
And you mentioned you performed at things like the Monthly Grind and weddings and events and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So is it just word of mouth? People find out about you? Or?
Yeah, I think basically that's how we've ever gotten any gig, is through word of mouth. And people who have heard us said, you know, hey, why don't we try Grace Case? Have them do some music for us. And so basically that's how we've gotten all of our gigs, is by word of mouth, pretty much.
Okay, you mentioned a song. I don't know if the name of it was Drive. You said Drive. Is that
right?
The song?
Yeah.
And
a little story about that song. Like I said, I work at the hospital. I work for the primary care clinic. And it was like about 4 years ago when we had that really hot summer. And it was like pushing 80 degrees. I was just thinking all day, I need to get out of here. You know, I just want to, it's just too hot. I can't take it anymore. I just want to get out of here. And finally, when work was over, I went home, and I at the time I did not have a car, so I could not go out and drive, but I sat down and wrote this song, and it's called Drive, and it's one of those, at the time, fantasy song. I wished I had a car so I could get out and drive.
And I should point out, in case anyone is listening to us on our stream, 80 degrees is hot in Ketchikan, Alaska. I know some people right now are in the 110s and 20s, but it's normally not that hot here. And what is that track number for me?
That's number 10.
So we'll listen to a little bit of Drive.
All day I've been thinking, can't wait.
I've been pushing these papers back and forth on my desk, but nothing's getting done. I'm only making up.
Bit of the song Drive by the band Grace Case, who are here with us. And Pam Copeland is a songwriter, lead singer, also plays acoustic guitar. We have Dan Leesk, who's the drummer, and Bill Ayers, the bass player. The other member not here today is Teague Whalen, and he does lead guitar, and it says backup vocal sometimes. So
yeah, he I wrote that in there, and it's like he hasn't really done any back-end vocals for me. But I just wrote a song recently, and we practiced it at our last practice session, and he did such a great job. It was so fun, you know, him doing his part that I wrote for him, and doing harmony and everything. It was just like, that is so fun, and hopefully we'll get that one down, and that'll be a part of our repertoire of songs. And anyway, yeah, he's a singer. He had his own band, which all the other band members were in his band too. So when we lost our electric guitar player, we sort of recruited him into our band, and he's just really doing awesome. Actually, T. Quaylen was a drummer at one time in our band a few years back, so it was very easy for him just to move right into that lead guitar position, because he'd already had the feel of how we played. So,
and you produce this CD. Is that something that people can get in local stores? Where are those available, or how can
not
people?
Not right now. We're just kind of handing them out, you know. So they can see us personally, or
it's a good way to share the music,
right?
Okay, well, those are my questions. Is there anything else you wanted to add about the band or upcoming events?
We don't have anything coming up that I know of. If anybody ever wanted to come listen to us, they can show up at Good News Fellowship on Thursday nights, every other Thursday nights, and we do have practice. We've had people come off the street and say, I heard this music, and I followed it up here. And it's like they sit there and just enjoy us during our practice time. So we usually try to advertise if we have anything coming up. But at this point in time, we don't have anything on the calendar. So,
okay. All right. But people can track you down if they're interested in the CD or learning more about you.
Yep.
And we're going to head out with a song. What is the name of the final song?
Epilogue.
That makes it easy. We'll finish with the epilogue. Again, thank you so much for the members of Grace Case for being here. They're a local Christian band based in Ketchikan, Alaska.